Gentlemen, I say this as respectfully as a disrespectful person can.
Please go home and do not show your faces to me for another 48 hours.
That means go home to your wives and have a weekend.
Thank you very much. Now fuck off.
And when I say I don't want to hear from anybody, I mean I don't want to hear, see, feel a ping on my phone, nothing.
Go home, see your wives, don't ignore your children.
Absent-minded fathers will not be tolerated here. You'll thank me, we're learning from generational mistakes. Susan?
Even though you're the person I like the most here, you need to leave too.
Because rich and competent I may be, but even I can load a dishwasher. Go. I wish to be alone and unconscious.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Why didn't anyone tell me that being a boss was difficult?
You just inherit all this estate and land and money from your father, and he goes, go on, have a go.
Tell you what, old man, why don't you not get murdered? Oh, wait, you didn't do that. And now I'm stuck babysitting a bunch of old mobsters. When I could be doing the thing I was born to do most. Absolutely fucking nothing. No, fuck's sake.
What?
If one of you fuckers has one last thing to say to me about...
Well, you are not a fucker.
At least not in that sense. Hello?
No, you absolutely are not. Hello?
When did you get back?
No, I'm very happy to see you. You're in fact the only person I would describe as being happy to see right about now.
Tell the truth, did you miss me so much you just had to come home?
You could at least lie. I'd lie for you. I'd say, darling, no, business did not conclude quickly. I just had to see you. I needed to see you. I had to be with you.
But no, you went for the tried and true. No, we just finished early.
Well, lucky for you, I've sent everyone home, so I'm not in an awful mood. So I will try to forgive you. And by try, I mean I already have. Come. Couch, please, now. You lay there. Spread thy legs. And make way for a very tired princess. And if you ever tell anyone else I refer to myself as a princess, bad things will happen. Not to you, but to the people who hear it. I sent her home. Well, she made all the food and everything's washed, so... We don't need her waiting on us hand and foot. Besides... I know you like your privacy. Excuse me. excuse me, I am very happy to fuck while she's in the house. It's you who's shy.
Oh.
Okay. You keep telling yourself that. Well, whatever you need. She's been with me since I've been 5. She's wiped my ass and snot and all sorts. I swear she was the person that showed me how to put a tampon in. I don't care if she hears me fuck. I just don't want you to be all reserved and shy and, oh no, Susan's listening. It's my big, strong businessman, just a little shy thing. I don't mind if you're shy. As long as you don't fuck me like you're shy. I wonder what that's like. Fucking with your eyes closed? Just the tip? Well, luckily, I'll never know. No, it's nothing. It's just my head hurts. Strangely, talking about exports, transports, and contracts does something to my cranium. It mainly scrunches it up and makes it hurt. And then they ask me questions like, should we deal with this boss? Where do we go with this boss? Who should we have killed, boss? Why did my dad have to die? I mean, I know he was a miserable little bastard, but at least he could have stayed around and dealt with this, and I could have frolicked and been stupid and just spent all day fucking you. No, I cannot, because apparently things don't run themselves if you just stay home fucking. I know, it's rude. And also, I'm way better at fucking than I am running. So, so much. But who would I give it over to anyway? Well, one, because they take a hammer to everything he ever did, and two, I don't like them. It is mainly the second one, yes. But I'm petty. I'm very good at it. I thought you liked that about me. You said I was pretty and petty. Ah, pretty and petite. Pretty and petty. Who cares? Pretty and something, Am I still pretty after being with them for 12 hours? Sitting upright in a blouse and a bra and stupid, stupid trousers. They are absolutely coming off, off, off. Because bare thighs are the best thighs. I know. No overstressing and growing a hernia. I know.
What if we just dismantle everything, say folk tradition, and just become tax evaders? Don't say that. I know it's true, but I don't want to hear the truth. I spend all day hearing the truth about who's laundered what, who's extorted this, who's run off with this, who's murdered that. The truth is boring. And depressing, and usually involves numbers. You know I hate maths. Oh, there are some nice truths, are there? Care to share? Oh, that's true. Me loving me is a nice truth. And it does not involve numbers. Coiling you in my thighs, what else would I be doing? So you don't wriggle away, obviously. You say this, but then you go on business trips and you say, I'll be back soon, and then soon turns out to be 2 weeks later, and then I've lost my mind and I punch someone in the face. Not hard, just like, playfully. They're used to it. And besides, my dad had much bigger fists. Surely, I'm an upgrade. Somehow I don't think the tender approach would work. Besides, I only use that on you. Well, because you're just so receptive to it. You see, all that training paid off. It's okay to admit that I trained you well. Oh, but I did. I put in hours, days, months, nay, years. So much effort and passion and sweat. And eventually you just said, fuck it. Go on then, I'll marry you. And I said, perfect, sign here. But legal entrapment is just so romantic. As my father said, when you find someone you don't want to murder, keep them with you. So I'm afraid you'll just have to stay forever. Oh well. Oh, what a shame. What an absolute travesty. Oh well. My deepest sympathies, however will you cope? Oh well. We'll just have to soothe and salve you. Money. Trips. Pussy on tap? Kittens, of course. Well, I know how fond you are of pussy. Or I could just fuck you and get you a few kittens. It's entirely up to you. I like the second option, too. Mm-hmm.
Although, judging by this face, maybe not tonight. Because someone looks disheveled and gray. Tired and worn out. In need of an early night. I would never underestimate you, I'm just worried. I don't want to be accused of abuse. Oh, you say that, but as soon as we're done, you'll be like, what did you do to me? I'm only made of flesh, woman, leave me. Pause, I'm a whore. And once I start, I find it very difficult to stop. Cause the world is stressful and orgasms are an antidote. So, I'm very serious. I want you to sleep. Because you're all grey and puffy. And I need you in fighting shape for tomorrow. Because, and this is the great part, once you are rested and fed and washed, I intend to spend the next 48 hours under you, above you, behind you, to the side of you, essentially just attached. One way or another. You see, really, it's all for selfish purposes. It's called playing the long game. I do care about your health. I just particularly care when it involves my orgasm. Proper weekend. No. Ask anyone. I made specific requirements. I said, everybody get out. Don't email me. Don't message me. Don't even breathe my name. I am not available. No, I did not explain why. Why would I? Well, there has to be some perks to being the boss. Yeah, the millions and the luxury aside. I meant the real perks. The you. The freedom. The space. The big, huge fucking bed in which I intend on plundering you in. Are you falling asleep on me? I think you are. Well, since I can see you shattered, I won't be too offended. But you need to have a bath, eat some food, and go lay down in the dark. And coincidentally, that's exactly what I need to do, too. I'm sorry I made a stupid vow to my father, and now I'm stuck leading this thing. Because if I hadn't, maybe we could... living some semblance of a normal life. Rude. I just... I know I'm the reason we're stuck here. I'm sorry. some money and sex. After we've had a big sleep, of course, because unfortunately we're both very old. If not in body, then in mind. I love you. You're probably the only person alive I can say that to. So, I'm sorry, but you're probably gonna hear it a lot. I love you. Now go to sleep and get some rest so you can blow my back out tomorrow. That's a good man.